Okay. So what we're doing now is Tosvos Beitza Tezayin on the base. The bottom one, Rebbe. Okay. So we gotta get back into this a little bit. We have Machlokas in the Gemara as to whether or not, or a question as to, let's say Yontif comes out on Friday. Okay, let's just take one day Yontif, okay? Eretz Yisrael, let's say Yontif comes out on Friday. And you wanna and you realize on Yontif that you forgot to place an Erev for Shabbos. Correct? Now, an Erev could mean either an Erev Chatzeros, which allows you to carry in the courtyard, right, or whatever, or it could mean an Erev Tichumen, which allows you to travel beyond beyond your border, 2,000 amos. Okay? And you want to place it on Yontif for Shabbos. Okay? So the question is, could you do it? So if you remember, we did this, the Rabbanon say you can't place either of them. And Rashi says because it's Nira Kibasakein, it looks like you're fixing something, right? Which we explained is that it means that you're fixing your Dira. Your Dira, your dwelling is such that it prohibits you from carrying or from traveling. And by placing the Erev, you're fixing it and making it in a state where it's permissive. So therefore, that's Nira Kibasakein, and the Rabbanon prohibited that. Whereas Rebbe, basically, he held that it's true, it may look like Misakin, but there's no, you can't have Misakin without a real Chavta. And your Dira is an abstract halachic Chavta, but that's not a real, like a physical Chavta. And you can't have, take a halachic Misakin without a Chavta. So therefore, but it does look like Misakin, so the Rabbanon did, is that they had another method of prohibiting you by Erev Tchumen, but not by Erev Chatzeros. Okay, and that had to do with the fact that on Yontif, you're not allowed to go outside the tunnel. But on Shabbos, I'm sorry, on Yontif, there's no Isser of Chatzeros, of carrying at all. Okay, so that's what he says, is that we could prohibit him in that which is prohibited, but we can't prohibit him in that which is permitted. Which meant to say is that since it's usur to go out of the tchum on Yontif, so they said not only is it usur to go out of the tchum, but it's even usur to be involved in the tchum. It's even usur to extend the tchum. Okay, it's like an extension of this tchum is to be involved to create the air of tchum, not to be travel, but to be involved in traveling through the tchum. But since on Yontif there is no prohibition of carrying, so there's no way for them to prohibit him. They can't extend any usur. So if it were in Misakin, fine, but there are very holds there is no, but the halachically can't be Misakin. So there's no vehicle by which you can prohibit it. As it says, is that we have no power to prohibit him from placing Erev Chatzeros, even though it may look like Misakin. There's nothing, what's he doing? There's nothing to put it under. Right. Okay, so that was basically the way we learned within Rashi. So that was Rashi. But Tosvos learns differently. Okay, so in order to do Tosvos, we just have to review what was actually in the Gemara and what was Rashi. Sometimes you forget the lines here. What did the Gemara say and what did Rashi add in? Gemara never said anything about Nerikim Sakin. That was Rashi. All the Gemara said is that according to Chachamim, you can't place Erev. Either kind. Doesn't say any reason why. And says Rebbe says, no, you could place Chatzeros, but not Tchumen, because the Rabbanon could prohibit him in that which is prohibited, but they can't prohibit him in that which is permitted. Okay? But the Gemara doesn't tell you what the issue is, why it's prohibited in the first place, according to the Rabbanon. Okay? Fine. And it doesn't really explain Rebbe either that much, but at least it says a little bit about Rebbe. Okay. So now Tosa says like this. Rebbe Omer, Narvan Erev Chatzeros of Lair Tchumen. Tema. It's a wonderment. A Rebbe Sviya Savar Lai Beperek Kol Narvan. Gesh Shabbos V'yantav Kedish Achasi. Right, we just did. Shabbos Yom Tov is one Kedusha, according to Rabbi. Okay, Shabbos Yom Tov is one Kedusha. It's like one long day. It's one Yom Shvisa. Right, that's why you said that by Erev Tchumen, you can't have an Erev Tchumen switch half on half, you know, one place on one day and one place on the next day. Because Shvisa is one long Yom Shvisa, one Mitzvah Shvisa. Bim Kain, Hechi Yavad Erev Chateras, Riyad Dufla Shabbos. Right, so Rebbe agrees with the Chum that you can't place an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos, but he says you could place an Erev Chatzeros. But why are you allowed to place an Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Why are you allowed to do that? If Shabbos and Yom Tov are one long day, so how could you place the Erev, which is going to function for Shabbos, but not for Yom Tov? Isn't Shabbos and Yom Tov one long day? So therefore, you should be prohibited from placing the Erev on Yom Tov. Now, if I would ask you, what's this question? Is this question that you should not be allowed to place the Erev Chatzeros? It should be prohibited? Or is this question is that the Erev Chatzeros shouldn't work, shouldn't be effective? Because it's one Kedusha, it's one long day. Right? Is that it should be prohibited, or just that since it's one long day, you can't switch your Shvisa from one, you know, you can't switch in the middle? Right? So what would you think? So you think it's number two, because why should it be prohibited? It just doesn't work, it's one long day. You've already set up your Shvisa from prior to Shabbos, it's one long day of Shvisa, prior to Yom Tov. No, you can't just switch in the middle, right? I mean, what are you violating if you did? It just shouldn't work, right? Which is fine. I mean, so far, if you read Tosfos, you don't. He just says, how could you do it? It's one long day. He doesn't say prohibited, not prohibited. He just says, presumably, the Gemara says, Rebbe says that it's not, it's permitted. He means it will work, right? It doesn't mean that's so he's saying, how would it work? So that's just so far the way I would interpret this thing, right? It's not a prohibition. See, Nirik and Masakin is a prohibition because it appears like you're fixing, so that's fine. But this isn't prohibition, it's just this one long day, so you simply can't do it. It's not going to do anything. Okay. So the point, but that's Tosa's question. I'm just pointing that out, because we'll see when we get to it. Okay, so that's Tosa's question. Yes. Okay, so that's Tosa's question. So it's his answer says, Yes, Lomar, the Adarava. Just the opposite. It's always good when you can answer a question with just the opposite. Hi, new time off. Hacha the Rebbe. This is Rebbe's very reason. Don't ask a question from Rebbe who happens to hold Kedusha Achas. This is Rebbe's very reason because he holds Kedusha Achas. Okay? Deha de is like Kedusha Achas saying, because this that he holds that it's one Kedusha, Hainu bedavar ha'asra la'asos b'yantif. Kigon tchumen. That is something which is prohibited to do on yantif, like tchum. Also, lasso some biyantif bishvil Shabbos. You can't do it on yantif for Shabbos. The kedusha achasin, because they're one kedusha. Right? He says also. By the way, he says you can't. You're prohibited from doing it on yantif for Shabbos because they're one kedusha. Right? Aval bishvil shekedusha achasi, but because they're one kedusha. Lo asrina and davar hamoter lasos biyantif atzmo. We're not going to prohibit something which is permitted on yantif itself. Kigol tantal b'chatzero, like carrying in your courtyard, lasos erev v'shul Shabbos, to place an erev on yantif for the sake of Shabbos. Right? So he's saying is again that when is it one Kedusha? Vis-a-vis something which is prohibited on Yom Tov and prohibited on Shabbos. So then you basically treat them as one long day and you prohibit placing it from one to the other. But on that which is permitted to do on Yom Tov, right, and that which is permitted to do on Yom Tov, so that's altogether, he says, then you don't say it's considered like one Kedusha, and to prohibit you from carrying, from placing the Erev now on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay, I kind of just translated, but What do you think? Yeah, so I think Matt's asking that the problem, it seems to me, the problem is all the Havamina is hard. The Maskana is too good. The answer is perfect, because what do you mean it's one long Yom Shvisa? So Matt is like, you're not allowed to get to travel on Yom Tov, you're not travel on Shabbos. The question was, is it one long day of prohibited traveling, or are they two separate days of prohibition? Right? When you have back-to-back Shvisas, do the back-to-back Shvisas become one, or do they become, they remain distinct, right? So that's good if you have the days vis-a-vis a property which is common to both days. So traveling. So is the prohibition of traveling, the Shvisa from traveling, two separate Shvisas or one Shvisa? And that's the question, is whether one Erev or two Erevs. But you can't tell me, but Erev Chatzeros, carrying is permitted on Yom Tov. So what are you going to tell me? It's one long day of Shvisa from carrying? That can't be, because you're allowed to carry on Yom Tov. Right? So in that regard, you can't say it's one long Yom Shvisa, because there's no Isser altogether of carrying on Yom Tov. So insofar as carrying is concerned, then you're going to have to say that they're distinct. That Yom Tov is Yom Tov, permitted to carry. Shabbos is Shabbos, prohibited to carry. So now why can't I place my Erev Chatzeros on Yom Tov? Right? And that's what he's saying, is that when do you say, when do you say it's Kedusha Achas? That's something which is already also on Yom Tov, and that's also on Yom Tov because of Shabbos, because it's one Yom Tov, it's one Kedusha. But because it's one Kedusha, you're not going to take something which is permitted on Yom Tov and now make it also to do for Shabbos. It's not even also on Yom Tov. The whole question of the Kedusha is, if it's also on Yom Tov and also on Shabbos, is it also Yom Tov for Shabbos? Do they become one such that the Isser will carry, you know, be one Isser on both, or they're two separate Isserim? But if there's no Issa altogether on Yom Tov, so it's not, obviously the Kedusha is not one Kedusha vis-a-vis Chatzeros. There's no Issa Chatzeros. No one even holds this also to carry on Yom Tov. So if it's one long day of Shvisa from carrying, then you shouldn't be allowed to carry on Yom Tov. But you see, you are allowed to carry on Yom Tov. So how could you even entertain the possibility that it's going to be one long Shvisa for vis-a-vis Erev, vis-a-vis Chatzeros? So Mars has a good point, is that the carrying or not carrying is the halachic result. But the underlying reality is what is the nature of my dira? Am I dwelling as an individual or am I dwelling as a part of a group? Right? If my dwelling is a group dwelling, then I'm allowed to carry. If my dwelling is an individual dwelling, I'm not allowed to carry. Right? Now, for this one extended Yom Shvisa, what is the nature of my dwelling? Right? It's one long Yom Shvisa, and I have to fix my dwelling from beforehand. Just like I fix my Makom Shvisa of Tchum beforehand, I should fix the nature of my dwelling of my dwelling in my courtyard beforehand. Am I dwelling as a group or am I dwelling as an individual? And you can't switch it in the middle. If the first part of this Kedusha Achas was a dwelling of an individual, a name without an Erev, so I can't change it in the middle. Right? That was the Havamina. So what's the good point, right? That you're defending the Havamina. Right? That's what you're trying to do. So what's our question? What's the question then? Right? I mean, I think there's still, you know, you can kind of still argue back and forth a lot now. So can we nail down what the question is? That's a good question. Okay? Let's say you go to somebody who lives in a gated community. Century Village, if you will.
Cemetery.
Okay? And you say to him, Mister, it's a Tuesday. Mister, would you say you live as an individual or you live as a group? Okay? So what do you say to you?
Could be either way.
Yeah, you say what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, whatever. Yes, no? I'm not sure. Both? Yes?
Every
you know?
Say, you gotta ask my wife.
Yeah, ask
my wife.
Yeah. Right. But the point is that's not, well, there's no answer to that question. Like, what kind of, I don't know, what does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean? It doesn't have any meaning, really. I mean, it depends. I don't know. It depends how I feel. I don't know. Whatever. There's no, like, concrete meaning to that. It's a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
I mean, you can take a public opinion in Poland. Guys will, different guys will change their mind. Depends on their mood, whatever. It doesn't really have any concrete meaning. But on Shabbos, that becomes, that has a meaning, and it becomes halachified because there's nisr tchol, there's nisr erev chatzeros. So the halach is, if you set up an erev, which is a mechanism of unifying them and dwelling, so it sets it up as a joint dira. And if you're not, then halachically it's set up, it's defined as a separate diras. But this is like a halachic reality set up, which is invoked or brought into existence based upon the Takana Shlomo, the whole setup of Erev. And the idea is that since they are individuals and it appears like a Rosh Hashanah, so thereby we define it as being separate Rishayos, as the separate dwellings, and therefore it's prohibited. And placing an Erev renders it into one dwelling. But it's not like there's this halachic reality on Tuesday that I'm dwelling as a group and I'm dwelling on Monday, you know, and there's no... You couldn't place an Erev on Tuesday just for the sake of feeling achdos among the Jewish people or unity among Jewish people. There's no halachic, there's no anything like that. It's just like it's a way of thinking about your dwelling, but it doesn't have any concrete reality. So he's saying is that on Yontif, there simply is no Erev Chatzeros. So you'll say on Yontif, are you dwelling as an individual or as a group? Neither, nothing. I don't know, it's the same thing as what I do on Tuesday. Doesn't apply. So you can't tell me that it's one long day of Shvisa for Shabbos and Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif become one long day of Shvisa vis-a-vis your dwelling. How are you dwelling on this one long day? Because the dwelling is simply not even a category on Yontif. It's a category on Shabbos, but it's not a category on Yontif. So he says this, you can't tell me now that something which is prohibited, which is permitted on Yontif, that now it's going to become prohibited on Yontif to Shabbos, and it's going to become one long day of Shvisa. It's not. There's no Shvisa. There's no such thing as Shvisa vis-a-vis this framework on Yontif. So now you're going to tell me it becomes one with Shabbos, and it becomes one long day of dwelling, and now, without any halachic nafkaminas, any halachic practicalities on Yontif, it simply doesn't register. You don't say that I have anything. And I think that's what he means. That's what he's putting, that's what Rabbi means. You could prohibit him that which is prohibited. You can't prohibit him that which is permitted. If it's permitted, so it's permitted. And then there's no room to start attaching prohibitions about how he's dwelling. And the whole thing doesn't have any halachic reality. So even though the halachic reality is grounded in a... The Isser is grounded in a Dira, but the Dira doesn't have a concrete content without the prohibitions, without the practical effects of the Dira. That's what Tosis is. That's what Maskanos is going to argue. So maybe we could try to formulate what's the Havin and Maskana, you know? Like, so what's the point that Stosis is like grappling with here? Which he's concluding. I mean, he's concluding. This is the way he's concluding. But maybe we could just spell out, like, what's his, you know? What's his back and forth? Okay, so let me elaborate. So I think Matt's saying good is that you're right. On Tuesday, there's no such thing as no halachic thing of your Dira, Yachad, or Rab. But here, we're dealing with Yishan Achas. And this is, like, I think what Morris noticed before, that it sounds like Tosis is talking about the extent of how far Kedusha Achas goes. You know, that's one Shvisa. So he's saying is that Havina held is that since it's one long Yom Shvisa, it's one long Shvisa. Generically, Shvisa is the same. Shabbos and Yom both are Shvisa. And therefore, it becomes one Yom Shvisa. Right? It's not two separate days of Shvisa, but it's one Shvisa, one action of Shvisa. And there's certain accidental differences, but essentially, it's one Shvisa. And this, since the second part of the Shvisa register has a halachic effect, of your dwelling as an individual or as a group becomes relevant in the second component of the Shvisa. So you could argue is that even though vis-a-vis the first component, it doesn't yet have a reality or have an effect, but still the concept of your dwelling, the type of dwelling, is fixed for the Yom Shvisa, for the extended Yom Shvisa. Yet it only has a practical application for the second part. But since it's one long Yom Shvisa, that which has a reality, the underlying reality of the nature of Yadira of Shabbos, will extend to the extended Yom Shvisa. Now it's true the Isser doesn't apply vis-via until Shabbos comes along. It's not on Yontif. But the nature of your dwelling is going to be fixed for the one extended Yom Shemisa. Right? But that's his question. Is, do you say that when you have this extended Yom Shemisa, that will extend even to things which don't have a practical nafkamina, which aren't practically equivalent on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but still you'll see that where it lends itself to extension, to extend it, it will say it's one long Yom Shemisa? Or you say that it's purely limited to those things which are common to Shabbos and Yom Tov, so you say is that I'm doing one Shemisa, one continuous Shemisa for Shteyam. But once it has a difference, then in that regard, you can't say it's one Shemisa. So the Shemisa of Shabbos is a Shemisa which includes carrying, and Shemisa of Yom Tov doesn't include carrying. And therefore, the whole framework, that whole framework of dwelling as an individual, as a group, or whatever, has no reality on Yom Tov, and does have reality on Shabbos. That's the question. Like, will the Shemisa Achas extend? Is it limited by the Kedusha Achas, limited by the overlap, the practical overlap between the two, or you say that it will be able to extend beyond the practical overlap into like the underlying conceptual dira? That's what Tosu is saying, is that you don't say that. That much you don't say. Shemisa Achas doesn't really mean it's like one law. And that's what I guess saying. It doesn't really mean it's like one day. And therefore, objectively, it's like, objectively, you know, your things become unified for the entire day. How are you? Well, for this one day, it's one day. Because I think it's good, like we're saying, it's not really one day. It's just that, and this is, I guess, what Morris was mentioning, is that it's a din in the, like Sammy mentioned last time, is that it's a din in the shvisa of the person. His mitzvah shvisa. Since you have a mitzvah shvisa today and a mitzvah shvisa tomorrow, you don't say it's like two separate mitzvah shvisa that happen to overlap. But it's one long action of shvisa. It's one action, an extended shvisa of the gavra. So that's fine, but that's only vis-a-vis that where it's shvisa. So on Yom Tov, there is no shvisa of Tum, of Erev Chatzeros. So therefore, you don't say there's nothing more with it, since there's no shvisa, so there's no reality on Yom Tov. So it's not like if there really were like a substance of one long day, and this is kind of the way you're talking about Yom Tov. If it was really like a substance of one day, somehow, then you could try to say that then it would be more unified, and then in the underlying realities of the dira, you could unify that. But since the whole idea of one shvisa is the mitzvah shvisa, that you have back to back mitzvah shvisa, that the gavra is obligated to rest for 2 days in a row, thereby becomes one long mitzvah. So it only applies to these things where the mitzvah shvisa is common to the two. But if there's no mitzvah shvisa on Yom Tov vis-a-vis chatzeros, so then there's no overlap. And then basically that's part of shvisa Shabbos, not part of shvisa Yom Tov. Anyway, I don't know how many I held is really one day. I think essentially everyone holds the idea of Kedusha Achas is grounded in the fact that it's mitzvah shvisa. But do you say that since now it becomes one long Yom Shvisa, one long Shvisa, that will even extend beyond the practical ramifications of it? Because the Shvisa, the mitzvah of Shvisa, works by halachic abstract categories, and one of them being the Yerdira. So you could say is that since the Shvisa invokes those categories, now it will extend, you know, now it's a two-day Shvisa, so those categories will extend, even though the practical ramification doesn't apply. But it's teaching you, as I know, that the unification of the Shvisa is one Shvisa is limited to that where it has applicability. It doesn't extend in the abstract categories to make it into one long day. What's not clear is that, first of all, what do the Rabbanon hold? Why do they Aser? Why do they say it's Aser in place there of Chatzeros? Right? Do they also learn, do they learn this Havamina, so to speak? That really it's Kedusha Achas even vis-a-vis that? Or do they hold a whole different thing? And because Rebbe is the one who we know holds Kedusha Achas. But the Rabbanon holds Kedusha Achas? It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like Tosis is bringing Rebbe because he holds Kedusha Achas. But I mean, then if the Rabbanon hold not because of that, then why is it also according to them? Is it because of Nerik HaMisnakin like Tosis holds? Is it some other? I mean, we don't know. So, I mean, like Rashi held? I mean, Tosis doesn't really tell us exactly. Right? I mean, it's not clear. That's one thing which I'm not sure about. Another thing which I think we didn't explain in Tosis is that why in Tosis, remember that thing that he's saying it's prohibited? Like, it seems like he's learning is that because it's Kedusha Achas, you're not allowed to place an Erev Tchumen on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So I understand saying it wouldn't work because there's one long Yom Shvisa, and where's your dwelling? Where's your tchum? But what do you mean it's prohibited? What's the prohibition? From where does the prohibition emerge from? That's another question. I'd like to take up that question. Maybe we could try to explain that. And once we do that, I think what I want to do next is a very related Gemara. I mean, it continues basically, but it's the next page. It's what about when you have a two day yontif? Placing, like you mentioned this, Chaim, last week, I think, is if you could you place an Erev on one day to the yontif to the next day? All right, one day of yontif to the next day.
Right.
Okay, so that's the Gemara. It's Amar Rav Ashi Amar Rav. It's on Yudzayin and Aleph, like halfway down the page. I guess with Rashi, and try to keep in mind the Rashi, you know, Rashi's idea here, and eventually maybe we'll do that. Tell us this my time, huh? Yeah. Okay, you can do Rashi's. I mean, we'll start with Rashi's. Okay, start with Rashi's.
Really?
Yes.